I'd like us to move now to the second topic, which is entitled Accountability Workstream 2. This session will be facilitated by Teresa Swinehart. Teresa is Senior Vice President at ICANN. I think everybody knows her. And the duration of this session is 45 minutes. By way of introduction, you all know that the board has appointed two board members, a liaison and a backup, to each Accountability Workstream 2 topic. And the role of the liaison is to participate in the CCWG discussion, contribute comments on behalf of the board whenever it's appropriate, and also report back to the board and update the board on the latest CCWG thinking. So the next 45 minutes will therefore be another short session during which Teresa and the liaisons will update the board. Future and more extensive board session will be scheduled as the Accountability Workstream 2 discussions progress. So with that in mind, I'd like to hand over to Teresa and the liaison. Teresa first, and then you take us through the latest thinking. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Shireen. We can just get the slides. There we go. So just by way of introduction, as many of you know, the Workstream 2 for the CCWG held a face-to-face meeting in Helsinki to essentially kickstart some of the work that's underway. With the summer in the Northern Hemisphere, August was relatively quiet. Some of the groups were able to start their work, but we're really starting to see momentum now occurring. I'll just wait till the slides get uploaded there. Great. Thank you. Great. Thanks so much. So with this, I'm just going to do an overview through this, and then at each of the subtopics of each of the subgroup activities, ask whether the board liaisons have any comments that they wish to add to this. So if we can have the next slide, please. There we go. Thanks. So since it's been a while, just to refresh our memories, the Workstream 2 topics cover diversity, SOAC accountability, staff accountability, transparency, human rights jurisdiction, the ICANN Ombudsman, and then there's some additional topics relating to the review of the CEP, the community guidelines for the conduct of the board removal process, and some final work with regards to the IRP IoT area. The next slide. The leadership of the CCWG has identified this as the anticipated workflow and timeline for the Workstream 2 related work. The kickoff obviously occurring in July and the beginning of the scope and work plan having occurred over the past months with variations in each of the subgroups. The objective is to have a face-to-face meeting at the upcoming meeting in Hyderabad. With the continued work and development of the different themes, the subgroups bring each of the themes back into the main plenary session for discussion. The goal is to have the first set of public comments on the recommendations of the subtopics going out for public comment in the early part of 2017, with finalization anticipated by the May-June timeframe. So this is the anticipated timeline, and obviously we'll update this as time continues. If we could have the next slide. Thanks. The subgroups each have rapporteurs and leadership from the community. This is a listing and overview of that, as well as with the additional topics that are being touched on, namely the CEP, the guidelines, and the IRP, or the IPR, I'm sorry, IoT. Next slide, please. There we go, thanks. The expectation is that the report framework sets this sort of approach to it overall. And what you'll note is that in the recommendations, it will be also the rationale for the recommendation. I would anticipate that if there's areas that the recommendation can be addressed in existing frameworks, that might be highlighted as well. And on the assessment of the recommendations, you'll note that there is a plan to show how the recommendations meet the NTI criteria, but also ensuring that they're compliant with anything that had an interdependency into Workstream 1 recommendations that are part of the package of the transition proposals. Next slide, please. So the CCWGs held two plenary sessions, one on the 9th of August, where they really focused in on the planning also for the upcoming face-to-face meeting. One on the 30th of August, where there were discussions, including with regards to the implementation status of the ATRT 2 recommendations and how those relate to some of the Workstream 2 areas of work and preparing for the Hyderabad face-to-face. The next scheduled meeting is on the 20th of September. Next slide. So with that, I'll go through very briefly each of the subgroups and where they are. The diversity group is really now in the frame of discussing the mandate and remit that they have. They are looking at ICANN's definition of diversity, how diversity may be described, and looking also at how to accumulate some statistics around that area. And this obviously is a wide-ranging discussion. Liz Aviv, I don't know if you want to have some additional observations there.
Yes, thank you, Teresa. I think the consensus is, of course, that diversity is important. It's a good thing, and we should try to promote it within ICANN. The challenges come when you start to say, well, what do we include in that? There's gender, there's age, there's geography, there's language. So there's that is so the question is, what do you measure? How do you measure it? How do you measure success? And then the second part, of course, is that once we've agreed on all that, how do you then actually get the whole wider community to do it? Saying we want diversity, we promote it is one thing, but then how do you actually get there? So I think it's going to be quite interesting, quite a challenge. I think Fiona and Rafiq have kicked it off. And so I'm the liaison, Lito is the backup, and as things develop, I look forward to getting back to the board once we need to take positions, give feedback. And I think one of the things I wanted to point out, which is more in general, is that it may well happen that one day before a call, something pops up on the email, and we as a board will be expected to take a position. I think we should then also make it very clear that we can't probably turn that around in 24 hours. And I would like to make sure we build in a bit of time that if we're actually asked to, if I as a liaison am asked to speak on behalf of the board, I will need the time to get back to the board to really make sure that that is a board position that I would be representing. But I think that's for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you. That's actually an important point also just from a staff support aspect. So we'll make sure to keep an eye on that and remind everybody. On the human rights, there's been quite a bit of discussion also during the dialogues around the Workstream 1 finalization. But in the context of Workstream 2, the real focus now is on what the framework of interpretation shall be and ensuring that that is consistent in the context of the bylaws that are part of the package of the transition proposals. There's been some discussion in the group about which principles and aspects to be using, including whether it might warrant a review of the RUGI principles and their applicability. And again, this is still a fluid discussion, and their upcoming meetings will help solidify around that. Marcus, in regards to this as liaison, I don't know if you want
to
add.
Thank you, Teresa. That was a fair description of what happened so far. The first few calls were to a large extent revisiting what was agreed in Workstream 1 and reaffirming basically there's no cherry picking of single instruments. There was also a proposal to study unintended consequences that was put forward by Paul Toomey. But in the past two or three calls, the RUGI principle has moved a bit in the foreground. Also, the work he did for FIFA, we have not looked at it into detail, but the idea that is clear, the RUGI principles could not be taken over one by one by ICANN. That was made clear in Workstream 1 already. Nevertheless, it is the only existing instrument that applies to non-governmental actors. And in that sense, I think it is a very positive move to take that as a baseline. And I suggested in an email to the board list earlier that it might also be helpful for the board to look at the Ruggie principles, maybe in a workshop or a dedicated session in Hyderabad. On the working group has actually also suggested maybe inviting Professor Ruggie on one of the calls to explain a bit how it works. I think once we understand better how these principles apply to global businesses, I think then it will be easier for us also to react. Thank you.
Bruce?
Thanks, Teresa. Just a question for you, Marcus. Are there examples of how these principles have been used in other similar organisations? Like, does the Internet Society, for example, have they picked up any of these in any structured way, or the W3C or some other sort of similar organisations?
Here I'm a bit out of my depth, I have to say, but I don't think that any of our partner organisations that are comparable to ICANN have adopted the Ruggie principles. There are more commercial big companies have adopted them and apply them. And I think with FIFA, it may well be the first time, and they have not been adopted by FIFA, but he wrote the paper and he made recommendations to FIFA how they would apply. And as FIFA is a big actor in the non-governmental world, albeit slightly different than ICANN, I would say, but I think the comparison may be relevant also to us.
Asha? Yeah, thank you, Teresa. This is Asha Hemrajani. I just want to second what Marcus just said, because I've actually had a couple of chats with Professor Ruggie, and none of the ISTAR organizations are using the Ruggie principles, but as Marcus mentioned, many corporates, large corporates around the world have deployed the Ruggie principles, or have incorporated, would be a better word, the Ruggie principles, and reported that as part of their annual reporting. Thank you.
Great, thank you. The human rights area is obviously quite broad, so we'll have some good discussions around that. The next topic, subgroup topic, is the area around jurisdiction. And that group is likewise still in the early phases of its work and really focused in on also what the scope of the work is. The process right now is really focused on the area around the settlement of disputes within ICANN and involving the choice of law and applicable law. But there's been some in the community who've also been discussing somewhat of a larger scope, and that would need to go to the plenary session if it were to go beyond what the scope had been that was identified for the workstream 2. So, Mike, I don't know if you had anything you wanted to add to that.
No, Teresa, I think that's pretty accurate. It's almost as if you're on the calls.
Thank you. I do read up on them every once in a while. SOAC accountability. If we could have the next slide. This group has likewise had a few calls, and the focus here really is on the role of each of the SONACs and the aspects that they're addressing in relation to their accountability to their own community members and stakeholder members. They had discussed the potential of creating a community forum as a means to be sharing best practices. And the group is obviously in the process of looking to prepare its documents and recommendations for their dialogue. George, I think you've been the board liaison to that group. If you had anything to add? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
I think it's me.
I'm sorry, Rinalia. That's my error. Apologies.
It's okay. SOAC accountability look very much like staff accountability.
Exactly. Thank you. Sorry about that. Rinalia.
Yes, thank you, Teresa, for that update to the board. I think it's fairly accurate. It's a very dedicated group that we're dealing with. They have met 6 times since August, and also Chris Despain is my backup as liaison. I think it's worthwhile to just refresh our memory what the baseline is in terms of the scope of this group. There's 4 questions that they're looking at. Include SOAC accountability in the ATRT process, that's the Accountability Transparency Review Team process, evaluate mutual accountability roundtable, and if viable, recommend implementation actions, propose detailed plan on enhancing SOAC accountability as part of Workstream 2, and assess whether the IRP, the Independent Review Panel, would also be applicable to SOAC activities. The last question that the group explored was, should SOAC groups seek to increase accountability of each SOAC to global community beyond its membership? And it's a fairly interesting and challenging topic because the groups are not homogenous. And so I'm looking forward to further discussions within the group itself, and if the board has any questions, I'd be happy to field it. And also, if there are requests from the working group to the board itself, I'd be happy to bring it up. But in terms of the board providing its input to the group, I think that we have to be mindful that where it is SOAC accountability, that the community practices self-governance. And I think that we have to be respectful of that and ask clarifying questions, but be careful not to impose anything on them. Thank you.
Thanks, Renalia. Anything else on? No? Great. The next subgroup theme is the Ombudsman. This group's held a few meetings. They're looking at a range of issues, including the dependencies between this group and other subgroups, as well as the current role of the Ombudsman's office and any additional roles for that office. And Asha, I believe you're the board liaison to that group, if you had anything to add.
Sure, Teresa, thank you. So I am the board liaison for the Ombudsman subgroup, and Mike Silber is my very capable backup. So very accurate description you have here, Teresa. Just want to add a few points. We've met actually 6 times already, and we've looked at quite a few issues. In addition to what you have here on the list, on the Adobe, we're also looking at current stress tests, and the two of the stress tests from Workstream 1 have been identified as related to the Ombudsman, which is number 13 and 34. And as you mentioned, we've been looking at the current role of the ICANN Ombudsman Office. We had the current ombuds come and give us a pretty comprehensive review, which was really appreciated. And then, in addition to this, we've also been looking at all the ATRT2 texts related to ombuds. Recommendation on the ombuds have been removed from the ATRT2 work plan to avoid duplication with this working group. Some of the points we've been looking at are, for instance, what mechanisms of the Ombuds Office need to be addressed in the post-transition environment and to what extent those will be different from what we have today. In the ATRT2 recommendations on Ombudsman, the language mentions an external review of the Ombuds Office has already taken place. So going forward, this working group, we're asking ourselves, and perhaps we will go back to the full CCWG eventually, if the subgroup's work could be considered as a review of the Ombuds Office or if any additional external or internal inputs are required. So I have been coming back to the board. I've come back to the board once already on a couple of questions that came up during our meetings, and as we progress, I'll be reporting back to the board on any new open questions where we need board input. Thank you so much.
Great, Asha. Thank you. The next subgroup topic is transparency. This group has likewise met a few times, and looking at the themes to be discussed are around improving ICANN's DIDP, improving ICANN's proactive disclosure systems, and improvements to the existing whistleblower policy. And Chris, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you are the board liaison to that group.
Thanks, T. This is Chris, and you're not mistaken. George is my backup, just very briefly. Those are indeed the three themes. Under the DIDP, we're talking about such issues as overuse of exceptions, confidentiality clauses in contracting, the transparency of board deliberations, interactions with government, and so on. In respect to proactive disclosure, there are several lines of discussion that will be opened up. We've very much been gathering things together at the moment rather than discussing them, but those include things like interactions with government, external advocates, you'll know that some members of the community have concerns about or would like more information about what I believe in America is called lobbyists, the conflicts of interest policy and so on. And finally, in respect to the whistleblower policy, things such as what counts or who presumably counts as a whistleblower, the operation of the system and so on. I think we're probably ready now on this group to start a level of substantive discussion, having pretty much coalesced around the items to be discussed. And hopefully on the next call we'll get into it. Thank you.
Thanks. If we can have the next slide, please. Thanks. So now to the last major one, the staff accountability. This group has likewise met, and they're focused on the areas of work that they had identified in Annex 12, which is at the direction of the Workstream 1 related work. They're looking at the culture and accountability of transparency within ICANN and potential dependencies between staff accountability and other Workstream subgroups. Which I would expect to be, for example, some of the work of the SONACs and others. In this one, it is actually George who's the liaison. My apologies earlier, if you had anything to add to that.
Thank you, Teresa. I think you've captured it well. I've recently joined the group in terms of their activities. I wasn't able to make the call this last month. Avery and I have talked. We're going to get together in the next week or two to talk about issues such as whether we have the same concept of the role of the liaison, how we can work best together in order to satisfy the needs of the group to go forward. I expect that the Hyderabad meeting is going to result in the finalization of the scope of the group and the beginning of the work plan, how we're going to attack the various activities. Thanks.
Thanks, George. We'd identified...
Steve wants...
Oh, I'm sorry, Steve, I didn't see you. Apologies.
Thanks. Do we have any insights into the overlap between the Workstream 2 activities and potential ATRT topics? And Bruce, I know you followed all of this closely. Maybe you want to comment on that.
Just that there had been a discussion within the CCWG on accountability as to the fact that we have a requirement with our agreement with the US Department of Commerce to have a regular review of our accountability and transparency. And usually that review looks at whether we've implemented the changes that were recommended in the last accountability and transparency review. And also it makes recommendations about further changes. So the thinking in the CCWG was that we need to meet our contractual obligation with the US government, which means we need to do this review, but that the review would more likely be focusing on how well we've implemented the recommendations from the previous review, and that the CCWG Workstream 2 would, you know, essentially create many of the recommendations for further improvements of accountability. So that was kind of the current thinking at the time.
Asha?
Thanks, Teresa. Steve, were you asking in general or were you asking in specific?
Yes.
Yes to what?
If there are specifics, then yes, then otherwise general. Are there specific areas that are clear, are overlapped, and that we want to put in one bucket or the other?
Yes. So, for example, in the ombuds group, there is a lot of ATRT2 text related to ombuds. So that all has been taken out so that we can there can be streamlining and avoid duplication of work.
Thank you. Good.
Let me just touch briefly on the two other items, the guidelines for the standards of conduct and the reviewing of the cooperative engagement process. Neither one of these groups has had meetings yet.
The board liaisons to the guidelines for the standards of conduct are Alito with Rinalias, the backup, and review of the cooperative engagement process is Chris with Micus, the backup. As they've had no meetings yet, I don't know if anybody has anything they want to add to that. No. Alito, yes.
Yes, this is Alito. I just wanted to mention that we have just received a brief paper on some questions or guidelines to start thinking about the subject.
Fantastic. Good. Listed here, but it's actually, and just to be quite clear, and that should have been specified in the slide, which we'll do, is the IRP, the Implement Oversight Task Force Group, which is finalizing some work that relates specifically to the implementation of some work from Workstream 1. I don't know, Becky, if you want to provide just a brief opportunity to update here on that.
Sure. This involves the task of essentially implementing the bylaws changes with respect to independent review. The first task that the group has focused on is updating ICANN's supplementary procedures, the procedures that are supplemental to the ICDR arbitration rules that are applied in independent review processes now, to make sure that they reflect the revised bylaws, so bringing the standard of review into place. The group has worked very hard on this. We have reached closure on all but three issues, and on our last call, the decision was to move those three open issues to the CCWG plenary group, reach closure on those, and provide an opportunity for public comment. I should just note, strictly speaking, these rules are rules that the ICANN board adopts, not and they don't necessarily require public comment, but in this case we thought that it was important to do that.
Great. Thanks very much. If we could have the next slide, please. So that concludes the summary overview of where we are. These are the links to the materials. We'll be obviously working with the different subgroups and supporting them in the best way possible, and ensuring that the work continues forward and supporting you and liaising with you on the different subgroups. And then the last slide is just if there's any questions or any other comments or remarks.
Chris has a question.
Thank you, Shireen. Thanks, T. You have a slide up at the beginning, I think, about the timeline. Do you have an opinion about how would you assess so far that we're doing and the likelihood of actually meeting that timeline? I promise not to hold you to it, but I'm just interested to what we think. Because I only have vision of one particular group or two groups, so...
Right now we see some variations. Some, as we noted earlier, some of the groups have met quite a few times already, others haven't. I think we'll have a better assessment by the time we reach the Hyderabad, given that the summer has concluded. I know in some conversations the scope of some of the work is really quite narrow, and in some areas the scope of the work is much more complex. And so I think that will also have an impact on the timeline, and we may see a situation where some subgroups are done, more rapidly than other subgroups are. That would be my prediction right now. But I would anticipate that the May-June timeframe will be met in light of the community's work and their dedication to this.
Thanks.
Erica?
Mm-hmm. Erica Mann. Teresa, I wonder if you, following up what Chris asked about the timeline, I wonder if you don't maybe need to have a new debate about shaping the timeline, because looking into the difficulties we face with the transition and the IANA transition, there might be the need to reshape actually the timeline, because part of the criticism is that the Workstream 2 topics were not pre-debated and were not pre-scoped. So I could imagine that this topic about the timeline becomes more relevant than we think. So I would urge you maybe to all of us to reconsider it and to go back to the
CCWG and maybe have a debate about this. I don't think so. A very long timeline will be good for the organization.
Thank you. Thank you, Erica. Asha?
Thank you, Teresa. This is Asha Hemrajani. So in line with what Erica just mentioned, could I suggest perhaps a summary of all the timelines for all the working groups? And then, you know, with the chart that shows, with bars that show which is expected to end when. I think at least my group, we have some kind of expected end completion date, which is, of course, not firm or final, but it might be good to have a kind of bird's eye view of the expected completion dates for each of the groups. Thank you.
Yeah, we can absolutely provide that to the board, yes. Shireen, with that, if there's no other questions, I would turn it back over to you.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other questions? No. So this session, I did not really expect a lot of questions because it's the first session where we have on the WS2 topics. It's just an update, and we will, as I said earlier, we will schedule further sessions, much more extensive, as the discussion progresses within the CCWG. Renalia, you have a question.
It's not a question, it's a comment. Renalia speaking. I just wanted to say that I appreciate very much having an overview of all the Workstream 2 topics because we had to divide our time to follow certain themes, and it's nice to have the overview. Just wanted to express my appreciation.
Thank you, and thank you, Teresa, for putting it together, Frank.